This is a translation of Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam held at Meera Manoranjan Dharamshala by Srila Vaishnav Padadas Babaji on 19th October 2005.
Prata-deva-halayudhopi milito-jatas-chati-vrishnaya Bhuya-king-brajo-vashino-pi-prakata Gopala-gopya
The Supreme Personality, who appeared in this fallen Kali Yuga to make us deliver, to deliver us fallen souls, who is the ocean of mercy, Sri Sriman Mahaprabhu's most confidential and dearmost associate, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, has written in his great text called Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he is worshipped by all the Vaishnavs of the universe, and he has written in Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam, while glorifying Sri Sriman Mahaprabhu in 11th verse, he has written that Sriman Mahaprabhu appears once in one day of Brahmaji, and it is a supremely amazing incident. He has experienced this himself, and he is distributing this nectarine realization of his own to us. So Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is indeed very merciful. He is saying, Srila Saraswati Pad is saying that Sri Gaurachandra, the moon-like Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality who is full of love, prem. He is the embodiment of complete prem. And so he has called Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Purna Prema Raseshwar. So when Sri Gaurachandra, this Purna Prema Raseshwar, appears, he descends. Avatarati means descends. Bhuvi means on planet Earth. Then what happens? So first of all, he describes Sri Gaurachandra as Prema Rasa Shiromani, which means that he is the crest jewel of Prem Ras. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Rasika Mukutamani. It means that he is the crest jewel of all Rasiks. Rasik means connoisseurs of Ras. So Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the best of all connoisseurs of Ras. Such a supreme personality appeared on the banks of Ganga in the form of Shachi Mata's beloved son. He appeared in the home of Bengalis. He appeared in the bosom of entire India. And that day, India became much more glorious, not only than the heavens, but much more glorious than even the Vaikuntha planets. It is our pride. Today we must realize this. And the Indians are greater than even the Devatas, demigods. Mahabharata has glorified India by saying that India is Vaikuntha. But the associates of Sri Krishna says that India is, her status is much more than not only the Vaikunthas, but it is better than, more high than even Goloka Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is saying that yes, the moment Gauranga Mahaprabhu touched Bharatvarsha, India, with his lotus feet, that moment, what happened? Sadashiv, who lives close to the Vaikuntha planets, he leaves his Sadashiv Lok, that is his Sadashiv planet, and he appears on the bosom of India in the form of a human being. And Sadashiv appeared not very far from you. He appeared in Nadia itself. He appeared in Shantipur in the form of Advaita Prabhu. And who else appeared? Well, Narad Muni also. And Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad uses the word etc. Etc. means it includes all the rishis, such as Sanak, Sanatan, and all the great rishis. They all appeared with Gauranga Mahaprabhu in India. Great rishis such as Vyasdev and Shukadev also appeared. Forget others. Even Sri Devi, that is Lakshmi Devi herself, who is the mistress, the lady of Vaikuntha, she appeared. Even Bhudevi, Leela Devi, and all these great devis, they left their abodes and they appeared in Bharatvarsha in the form of ordinary women. And who else appeared? When everyone appeared, then even Halayudha. Halayudha means Balaram. That is the original Sankarshan. Even he appeared. Because he is, after all, the best of all sevaks, servants of the Supreme Personality. How could he not appear? And who else appeared? Even all the citizens of Dwarka, the citizens of Mathura, all Sri Krishna's associates appeared. Not only the devatas and the devis, but even the associates of Vrindavan, all the Vrajavasis, they appeared in order to relish Sri Mahaprabhu's wonderful, sweet, loving pastimes. All the gopis and the gopis, they appeared. And all the beloveds of Sri Krishna, who had danced in that Maharas, who are full of Mahabhav, who are full of Ras, whom we call as Rasavati, they all appear to dance on the banks of Ganga today. Blessed is India. Blessed is the earth of India. Blessed and holy is the soil of India. Blessed, most fortunate, glory be to the earth of Nadia, the earth of Navadvip. Do we feel this? Do we realize this? That this earth is so holy? Who will make us realize this? The Mahajans, the great saints, the Gaudiya Acharyas. Mahajans such as Sri Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he has experienced, he has realized, he has relished this ras himself. He has relished this prem ras of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he is making us relish it also. We are grateful to these saints, to these Gaudiya Vaishnav saints, without whom we would have never known, we would have never relished forget relishing, we wouldn't have even recognized this wonderful Supreme Personality, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because this amazing pastime, this leelas of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it is not as if it happened at that time and it is not happening today. His amazing pastimes are continuing even today. We just need to realize this, that's all. In fact, even Vyasdev, Shukadev, Narad Muni, they did not get this great, precious gem which we have got. And today, Sri Rajendra Nandan Krishna has appeared in the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he is freely distributing, he is generously giving this gem to anybody and everybody without any discrimination, something which no one got before. Even great saints did not get it. We are getting it today. What is it? It is this highest gift of love, this highest gift of prem, the most, the topmost brilliant gem, Unnata Ujwala Ras, called prem. This Manjari Swaroop of Srimati Radharani's service in the form of Manjari, this he is freely distributing today to everybody, which no one got before this. Everyone has become qualified to receive this. Children, the old people, the youth, the ones who cannot move, the trees, the creepers, the birds, the beasts, the handicapped, the deaf, the mute, each and every being. So much wonderful. This amazing thing is happening. But it is my misfortune that I could not realize this. How will I realize this? How will I realize that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is so wonderful? When will I start feeling like this? This is the million-dollar question which is troubling all of us. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, then there was a deluge of Prem Amritam, that is, Amritam-like Prem. And when the earth experienced this flood of Prem, then even Mother Earth, she felt blessed. All of you have experienced this Prem, but it is my sheer misfortune that I am so fallen and sinful, I am so absolutely worthless that I could not realize this wonder of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If you don't mind, then I would like to state a request very humbly, that if you did not realize the kripa of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then please tell me that what attracted you, what brought you, what dragged you to Vrindavan, that you came rushing from such faraway distances to Vrajadham. Who was it who called you, invited you to Vrajadham, if it is not Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Whose kripa was it that you could appear, that you could come to Vrajadham? Isn't it that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kripa? It is only by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's most pure prem you have got it. You are very fortunate. It's only that I am so fallen and sinful, I am so lowly, that I could not receive this realization which you realize fully in your heart. Why, in only this life, even if I live for crores of lifetimes, I will not get this realization. I know it. To feel the kripa, mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, do we have to travel far and wide? not necessary. We can feel Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kripa right inside our own Gurudev. It is not far, Ghana Ghanatvam. Today, the sea has risen above our heads. The huge salty sea is right above our heads. Just look there, near the roof. The sea has appeared there, near the roof. It has arrived. It is looming large over our heads, right there. It is heavy monsoon. There is torrential rainfall. Can't you feel it? How did the sea appear there? How did the sea rise up and is now come over our heads? Well, when there is a lot of mercy, then the sun, the mercy is shining brilliantly like the sun, and the rays of this kripa, of the sun-like mercy, is evaporating the water of the sea, and the water of the sea has got evaporated. It has turned into clouds, and the cloud is now over our heads. So the sea has just got converted into clouds, and in this form it has risen up. Yes, the sea can also rise above. The sea can also roam in the sky. The water vapor, it turns into cloud, which was impersonal, it turns into personal. That is, nirakar. It has become sakar. Nirakar here means, nir means water. So, what was in the form of water, it has now become the form of cloud. So the nirakar, nir means water, akar means shape. What was in the shape of water, it has become nava niradakar, which means, nava means new, nirad means cloud, and akar means shape. So now it has taken the form of fresh rain clouds. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, he is not impersonal. He has appeared not as nirakar, impersonal, but as narakar, which means in a human-like form. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has assumed this human-like form, narakar, to shower torrential mercy on us. And this kripa, all of you are receiving from your Gurudev. Can you recognize that kripa? Have you realized that kripa? Of course you have. If you have not realized, then who will? Patita Pavan Sri Gurudev, he is the one who is showering such wonderful mercy. I am so lowly fallen. I am blind, and wonderful Gurudev, he is giving shelter to people like me. And then he is giving Harinam mantra, and then with loving rope, with the rope of prem, he is dragging me up. He is saving me. So he is the condensed form of Sri Gauranga Kripa. If we can realize just this much, then it's more than enough. There's no need for us to understand more. Then why is it that we are not realizing prem? Why we cannot experience prem? Our Mahajan is saying that we are not experiencing prem because we still have some aparadh at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev and Vaishnavs. We consider Sri Gurudev to be an ordinary human being whose power, knowledge is all limited. We don't consider Gurudev to be omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. And this is a huge aparadh which we are committing every moment. We do not realize Sri Gurudev as non-different from God Almighty Shri Krishna. And this is why Maya Devi is kicking us every moment. Maya Devi is giving us sorrow. She is beating us with the broom. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appears, then a flood of prem flows. So, what is this prem? This prem is Harinam. This prem is Harikatha. Harikatha and Harinam, they are embodiments of prem. And this prem is flowing even today. It is flooding the universe even today. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given us seva. This is prem. What else is prem? Bhakti Maharani is dancing with prem. You are very fortunate, all you devotees. You can see it with your own eyes. Only a lowly person like me cannot see it, cannot feel it, because I am blind. Hari Naam is prem. Hari Katha is prem. Guru Seva is prem. Vaishnav Seva is prem. This is prem. What else do you call as prem? If we believe this, if we have faith in this statement, then here itself we are going to feel the crystal clear prem in our hearts, and our hearts will be full of bliss all the time. But to feel this bliss, we will have to be anindo, which means that we must never ever blaspheme or criticize devotees. Kali Yuga is not letting us take this kripa. Kali Yuga is not letting us feel this prem. This torrential rain, it is falling on the earth. But if we keep our eyes closed, if we don't hold our begging bowl, then how are we going to collect this prem? We must open the doors of our heart widely, and we must be humble. We must be thirsty, eager, anxious. Our heart should be agitated to receive this prem. Then definitely this wonderful flood of prem, this torrential rain of prem will touch our hearts. This means that without any hypocrisy, without any cheating tendency, without any selfish desire, that is selflessly, we must dedicate ourselves at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev and Sri Vaishnavs, and selflessly we must serve Sri Gurudev and Sri Vaishnavs. Mahajan has said that without any discrimination may I scatter myself in the lotus feet of Sri Guru Vaishnavs. Without any discrimination may I serve their lotus feet, may I sell myself to them. So in Chaitanya Avatar, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, then the deluge flows, and this deluge is flowing even today, and Mother Earth is feeling blessed. And the one who does not flow in this deluge, then even in crores of kalpas, the living entity, no one will deliver him. This means that if we don't drown in this prem flood, if we don't get flowed along with this prem flood, then we have absolutely no more chance. We will get no more chance to be delivered from this earth. Who is saying this? Maya Devi herself is saying this to Thakur Haridas. The second chapter of Antya Leela Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam states very clearly, this happened when Haridas Thakur was living in Puliya. Why did Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu call him Namacharya? How was his Naam Sadhana? In what way did he take Harinam? How Haridas Thakur, he used to take holy name, and how I do my Harinam Jap. My heart is full of material desires. I am just chanting the mantra. I am not doing actually Harinam Jap. I could not take shelter. I could not surrender myself at the lotus feet of Naam Prabhu. Do I take Harinam with prem? Do I take Harinam to get something material, something which will make my body happy? Do I take Harinam so that my sense gratification, for sense gratification, I will get some wealth, something to satisfy my senses? Maybe I take Harinam for that reason and not out of prem. Because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has proved that if I take pure Naam, if I take Harinam the way it should be taken, then Maya Devi will become my servant. But it is not happening. So which means that the question arises, it is doubtful, how am I taking Harinam? In what manner am I taking Harinam? It was a moonlight night on the banks of Ganga. The moon rays were spread, weaving their magic. The moonlight, the moon beams, they were dancing on the water of Ganga and making the waves sparkle. Nearby was the Tulsi Devi's altar. Thakur Haridas was fully immersed in the bliss of Harinam. Suddenly he saw that the place was filled with a yellow color light. It looked as if the sun had risen. And there appeared a goddess who was so lustrous, and light was emanating from her body. She was very beautiful. She circumambulated, she did parikrama of Tulasi Devi, and then she went and sat near the mouth of the cave. Inside the cave, Thakur Haridas used to do his Harinam. She sat at the entrance of the cave and she started waiting as if for somebody. Thakur Haridas, he was blissfully taking Harinam and sometimes glancing at her. She was expressing so many, she had so many expressions on her face. And Thakur Haridas, he felt reverence towards her. He felt respect. When our hearts become pure, crystal clear, then as soon as we see the form of a woman, we think of our mother. A woman is the form of mother. She is mother. This is a special contribution of Indian rishis. It is only in India that we consider a woman to be a mother. A woman stands for the mother symbol for Indians. This is an extraordinary part of Indian culture. Only. The world is full of such loving sisters and mothers. But today, Maya Devi, she was expressing some other feelings on her face. But after all, she is the mother goddess, and no bird, beast, or living being can live without the love of mother. So definitely the mother goddess is full of love. When we pray to the mother goddess, we utter the mantra Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Matri Rupena Sansthita. That means glory to you, goddess, who exists in the form of mother. This has a very wonderful explanation. It is a great mantra. In India, we have the glory of the mother, the embodiment of mother. And the Vaishnavas, we are the best worshippers of the mother. We are the topmost worshippers of the Shakti, the female power, because we know that Radharani, she is the supreme power. Because Sri Radharani, she is the source of Lakshmi, Durga and all other Shaktis, potencies. So Gaudiya Vaishnavs, we are solely Srimati Radharani's worshippers. So who can be better Shakti worshipper than us, the Gaudiya Vaishnavs? As soon as someone utters the name Radha, the Gaudiya Vaishnav sheds tears of praying, and we call her as Sarveshwari, Rasishwari, Swamini, Ishwari. This is how we address her. So this is how we are connected with the daughter of Rishabhanu. So definitely we appreciate Shakti, the female form, the most. We appreciate the mercy, the compassion and the glory of the female form to the maximum extent. But of course my heart is very dirty, so I cannot feel like this. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days passed by, and Thakur Haridas, he went on taking Harinam. Sometimes he would glance at her, sometimes he would smile, and he would continue with his Harinam. Exactly what happened in the jungle of Benapole. When Thakur Haridas was living in the jungle of Benapole, then also a woman had come to test him. But she was an ordinary woman, a human being. And now Maya Devi herself has appeared to test him. This is Mahamaya herself, Lord Krishna's external potency. She is very, very powerful. Ultimately, she said, Thakur, Ami Brahma Shanokadi Shabari Mohilo. But I have enchanted, I have charmed everyone, Brahma, Sanak, but I could not charm, enchant you, who is the servant of Lord Gauranga. Mama Maya Duratyaya, his Maya is so powerful, Krishna's Maya is so powerful, yet Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's servant is not touched by Maya. Maya cannot touch them. Even a whiff of material things cannot come close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's servant. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu's servants find Maya to be so intolerable. Gaur Bhakta, he lives an ordinary life. And from outside, we feel that they look like ordinary human beings. But they are not ordinary. A Gaudiya Vaishnav, inside his heart, the light of Tyag, the light of having deserted material things, is burning brilliantly. So who can recognize these Gaudiya Vaishnavs, who are so much renunciates? They're full of, they have renounced all material things.
Sridhar
The incarnation of Vyasadev, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, has written in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Chaitanya about Sridhar, that he does not have any fan following, he does not have any money, he does not have any scholarliness, any learning. Whole Nadia looks down on Sridhar. Why? Because he was poor. Nobody likes a poor person. Nobody likes to keep contact with a poor man. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has written that who can recognize such wonderful servants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? How sweet is Gauranga philosophy? Where else will we find such wonderful sweetness? We must spread this sweet message in each and every ear, in each and every home, in each and every life, in each and every soul that belongs to this world. We should go to each and every home, each and every person. We should knock and we should spread the seed of sweetness, the seed of prem. Let us scatter this, all the seeds of Gaudiya sadhana, of Gaudiya topic, of Gaudiya sweetness. You just see whether people take your sampradaya or not. You try, you experiment, you go to the people of the world and tell them about Gauranga. You tell them about Gauranga's life. You tell them about Gauranga's prem, mercy. And then see that how the people of the world, they will be astonished. And you see whether they don't accept your words or not. It will touch their hearts. And they will be amazed that do such people really exist? Do people like Gaudiya Vaishnavs, are they there? Are they real people? Nathan Goswami, he threw the touchstone in the dustbin. And when one person told him that, please give me the touchstone, then Sanatan Goswami said that it is lying there in the dustbin. I'm not going to pick it up now. I can't touch it. It's winter season. If I touch it, I have to bathe. That person was requesting, was begging of him, please search for it. Please give it to me. And ultimately, that person said that you must be extremely wealthy because you don't want the touchstone. So I am sure you have some hidden secret wealth somewhere, because you don't need a touchstone that will turn things into gold. And what is that wealth? That wealth is Gaur Prem. And it is because we want that wealth that we have come to Vrindavan. Because so many bhajanshil, great people who are performing wonderful bhajan, bhajanandi people, they are hiding in Vrajadham. And a single speck of dust from their lotus feet can purify the entire world. Such people, such saints, Gaudiya Vaishnava saints, are there even today in Vrindavan, in Brajadham. But can such a lowly person like me come to know about them? Can I identify such wonderful people? They do not come within our perception, although they are wandering all over Rajadham. They are moving about like ordinary people, mixing with all people. But I am blind. I cannot recognize, single out these great saints. But if we get mercy with Kripa, then yes, we can recognize them. Here in Rajadham, so many great saints. They are roaming here. We cannot recognize them. And if someone points them out to us, then also we will not recognize them, because we don't have that capacity in us. So ultimately, Maya Devi told Thakur Haridas, that I could not enchant you. I want to become your disciple. Earlier I have got Ram Nam, the holy name of Lord Ramchandra, from Mahadev. From you now I want to get Krishna Nam. And then Maya Devi, she commented, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, then there was a deluge of prema all over the world, and Mother Earth, she felt blessed when she got touch of that prema. Why only I should be left alone? Is it possible? Everybody is filling their stomachs with amritam. And then, so why should I not get this amritam? Recently, we experienced two eclipses, one after another. The astrologers say that it was very inauspicious and something bad was going to happen in India. Some great person in India will die, etc., etc. They foretell so many things. But this is astrology, and a Gaudiya Vaishnav must not believe in astrology. For us, the devotees, such troubles are good. We find that material troubles, they help a Gaudiya Vaishnav to progress in his spiritual life. When Prahlad Maharaj faced so many troubles and tribulations, then it was a wealth for him. It was good because he progressed more in bhakti. Whatever is sorrow for the material people, for the devotees, it is good because this world, it is inverted. It is a reflection of the spiritual world. Urdhva Moolang. So over here everything is inverted. In material world, they feel it is very nice to raise their heads and walk. But in the spiritual world, we know, in the devotional world, we have to walk with our heads. Our head should be always down. In the material world, people walk. But in the devotional world, we should just fall down with our heads right on the ground. That is very good. The Upanishad is saying that this material world, it is opposite, because the spiritual world functions totally differently. Here we have to walk with our heads. We have to lie down. We cannot stand. And we have to mix ourselves with the earth. We have to become soft like the earth so that people can dance on the soft earth and they will feel happy. They will dance on our heads and they must feel happy. And we must not raise our heads. Then we can be called as Gaudiya Vaishnav. What does this mean? This means that Vaishnavs must have patience, perseverance, tolerance. We must be humble. And a person who has all these qualities is the highest, gets the topmost status in the spiritual world. Because Sri Krishna's qualities are there in the devotee. Maya Devi said, Thakur, I could not hypnotize you. And she said that something very, very extraordinary. She said that, Thakur, whoever will not flow along with this prema flood of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there is no one else who can deliver such a person. And Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is also saying the same thing in Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam. Krishna Nam Loiya Hari Beranam. Shri Brahma, Sanak, Rudra, that is Lord Shiv, they take Krishna Naam and they are dancing in ecstasy. Why? Because they are tempted by Krishna Prem. And Lakshmi and all the Devis, they are taking human forms. They are taking Harinam and dancing in ecstasy. Just see, this Kali Yuga is so wonderful and we have been born in this Kali Yuga. We are so fortunate. And what to speak of others? Shri Krishna himself, Rajendra Nandan Krishna himself, he is greedy to relish his own holy name. And that is why he has appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. However, without sadhu kripa, without the kripa of great saints, we cannot relish this Harinam. And Maya Devi herself becomes servant of a Gauriya Vaishnav, Haridas Thakur, to relish Harinam. What is amazing about this? Nothing to feel surprised. So, this Maya Devi's incident proves that how she could relish Harinam only by Haridas Thakur's kripa. Same way, we can relish Harinam only by Sri Gurudev and Vaishnav kripa. Similarly, we cannot relish Vraja Prem without the kripa of Brajavasis. If we want Prem for the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, if we want single-pointed Prem for the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, then we have to surrender ourselves at the lotus feet of those Brajavasis who are praying, who are doing bhajan in the mood of Srimati Radharani's servant. All those great devotees, the great saints who have completely dedicated themselves to worship in the mood of Srimati Radharani's servant, we have to get them and we must surrender ourselves unto their lotus feet if we want Radha Prem. We have to serve them and we have to please them, get their kripa. Similarly, if we want Nitai Gaur Prem, then we will have to surrender at the lotus feet of all those great saints who have Nitai Gaur Prem. If we want some money, then we have to go and we have to plead to some wealthy person, that we have to tell him that, sir, please give me some money. And if he is generous, then he will give us some money. So if we can become humble, we can bow our heads and then we can beg them, please give us Gaur Prem, please give us Radha Prem. Then if we can please them, they will give us this Prem. Because they are wealthy, they have this precious Radha Prem, Gaur Prem. They are extremely wealthy people, these saints. So they can give us. So in this manner, all the demigods, goddesses, the three worlds, the saints, the rishis, they're all dancing in ecstasy because they have got Prem. And the moving and non-moving, everyone, they are celebrating Sankirtan. Krishna himself, he is dancing in Harinam Sankirtan. But alas, ordinary people, they have got so many doubts about bhakti, they have so many misconceptions about bhakti. They are still thinking that, should I take bhakti? Should I not? What will happen if I take bhakti? They are thinking still. Vrindavan Das Thakur has said that the moment Sri Chaitanya Chandra, he appeared, then the whole world was celebrating in bliss. Infinite Brahmas, Shiv, and how many devatas, countless devatas, all of them descended on the earth to celebrate the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they were singing, Hari, Hari, and they were crying, shedding tears of love on that beautiful full moon evening in the month of Falgun. An entire Nadia was ecstatically crying out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. How much bliss there was, and Navadvip was flooded with joy. Blessed, blessed is the Mahajan, blessed is his realization. All right. Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad said, Shankaradayaha, this means that Sadashiv has appeared. How has he appeared? In the form of Advaita Prabhu. If you read Advaita Prakash written by Sri Ishan Nagar, you will come to know that Advaita Prabhu, he is the mixed form of Sadashiv and Mahavishnu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime, Leela, is absolutely purifying. During Vraja Leela, Brahma, he had stolen the calves. And so he was so much repentant about it that he appeared as Haridas Thakur in Gaur Leela. Vyas Avatar Vrindavan Thakur has written that in bhakti there is no discrimination between community and caste. Please, I beg at your lotus feet, never ever discriminate on the basis of community and caste. If you ever meet a person who has got diksha and who is following all the etiquettes, sadachar of a Vaishnav, then please do not ever ask him to which community you belong. He may be a grihastha, he may be a renunciate. Please never ever discriminate. Brahmane chandale mile kore kula kuli. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he has shown us the way. The Brahmin and the Chandal, they are embracing each other. The materialist people, they are the ones who discriminate on the basis of community. If a person is got Vaishnava Diksha, then he may be an Indian, a Brahmin, a Mlecha, anybody, Aryan, non-Aryan, anybody. He is definitely worshipped. If anyone discriminates on the basis of community, I would state firmly that they are the enemies of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Why? Because they are not following the teachings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Today in educated society, how can we discriminate between human beings on the basis of community, caste? This is the age of science and technology. We cannot call anybody a sweeper and look down on him. We must call him Harijan. We cannot even use, by the Indian constitution, we cannot use the term sweeper anymore. This is the order of the Indian government. And we, the Gaudiya Vaishnavs, how we can discriminate and say, oh, he's a Brahmin. And we find that someone whom we call as Brahmin, he is eating everything, not following regulative principle. And we may find that someone who is belonging to a low occupation, a very poor person, illiterate person, we may see that he follows, he has taken Diksha in Gaudiya Vaishnavism and he is following all the perfect manners, regulative principles supposed to be followed by a Vaishnav. Then tell me now, who is of a higher standard? Then, so we who belong to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's community, how we can discriminate between human beings? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is so compassionate. When he sees more sinful person, he cries, he weeps, and he embraces him even more. Please, let us not blaspheme Shachinandan. Let us not paint his face black by considering human beings as low and high on the basis of class, community, caste. He used to lift up the person who is poor. Please, if we are Gaudiya Vaishnavs, then let us embrace the poor, the filthy, the lowly. Let us embrace the ideal of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then we can say that, yes, we are qualified to call ourselves Gaudiya Vaishnavs. Then we can say we are Nityananda Prabhu's servant. Otherwise, it's hopeless. What sort of Gaudiya Vaishnavs we are if we cannot lift the dirty, the lowly, the sinful? Oh Gauranga, you are so compassionate. I am amazed every time I think of your mercy. I cannot forget your mercy. You never consider high and low. We are the ones who are always thinking that this one is low, this one is high, this one is rich, this one is poor, this one is sinful, this one is sinless. Because we have two eyes. So that is why we always can think about two standards. We can differentiate between two standards. But see Gauranga Mahaprabhu. See Nitai Chand. He never discriminates. Jare Taki Tahe Bole. Dante Trino Dhori. He is telling each and everyone, whoever he sees, he is just holding a blade of grass in between his teeth, and my Nityananda, he is falling on the earth and begging people that please, please accept my Gauranga. And as if a golden mountain is rolling on the ground. Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I sacrifice myself at your lotus feet. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is holding such a huge umbrella that everyone can take shelter under this umbrella. Why Brahmaji came, Ananta came, Sanak, Narad Muni, everyone came and got shelter under his umbrella. If the infinite, the countless universes, all people come, then also there will be enough room for everybody under this umbrella. See, we are always discriminating that this one is householder, this one is a renunciate. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he never discriminated. Does he ever think who is moneyed, who has no money, who is penniless? He does not think twice. Whatever Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, Brahmaji could not get, that prem he was giving to everybody. So much compassion, so much generous. We must be very, very always careful that we must never be communal. Narrow-mindedness must never enter our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. In India, it is a punishable offense. So we cannot be narrow-minded. We cannot be miserable, miserly. Because when we take shelter of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it means that we have spread our wings and we are flying in cosmos. Because Gaudiya Vaishnavism means cosmos. There we definitely cannot discriminate and have communal feelings. Whole earth is today blessed with prem. And poet Govinda Das says that everyone got the prem, only I could not get this prem. And Saraswati Pad is expressing his experience. He is saying that everyone has appeared in this appearance. The great personality, he has appeared in a great form. This is a great appearance. It's a Maha Avatar. And this Maha Avatar has given us a Maha gift. And the Mahajans are saying that glory, all glory to Gauranga Avatar, to the descendants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sriman Mahaprabhu, having mercy on us, we shall continue with the sweet Gaur Katha in the next session. Till then, let us put Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam to rest.